Will you pray with me?
Glorious God, just like in today's scripture, you are at work in our lives. I pray you will speak to each one of us as to what this story means for the plans you have for us. May our hearts and minds be opened to the prompting of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, welcome. My name is Julie Klaus, and I am the Director of Ministries here at Resurrection. As you heard in the video, we are beginning a 7-week series on Moses. Today, we're talking about the first few months in the life of Moses and how God's providence or protective care was at work in his life and is most certainly at work in our lives as well. The story of Moses is fairly well known. Even if you haven't read the story out of the Bible, chances are you've seen Charlton Heston playing the part of Moses in the 1956 movie, The Ten Commandments. I never missed it as a kid. I watched it every year. This is the amazing story of God's deliverance of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. Deuteronomy 34:10 says, "There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." God knew Moses face to face. In Exodus 3:14, God tells Moses his name, "I am who I am." That's a pretty big deal. We are talking about a story of epic proportions. This is also the story of God versus Pharaoh. Pharaoh was considered to be godlike. You can see it in the structures that were erected in Pharaoh's name, the pyramids, the tombs, the Sphinx, which bears the face of a pharaoh. We see in Moses' life, he began serving Pharaoh until he met God. And we see how the experiences in Moses' life uniquely prepared him for the plan that God had for him. Our text tells us that the Israelites were multiplying and that the king of that time was fearful. He did not know Joseph and what he had done, that Joseph had been in a position of power in Egypt. The king, Pharaoh, was full of fear that the Israelites would become powerful and overtake the Egyptians. Pharaoh was full of fear. Irrational fear of a group of people. This is nothing new. We see this again and again in the modern world. If you take a moment, I'm sure you can think of several examples in history as well as in recent times where fear of a group of people has been the cause of violence, rioting, war, even genocide. It happens when we fear a group that is different, looks different, speaks different, worships different. When we allow that fear to rule our thoughts and our actions, we can find ourselves doing some pretty horrible things. And so it was with Pharaoh. His irrational fear caused him to approach two Hebrew midwives and ask them to do a horrific thing. He asked them to kill any Hebrew babies as they were being born. I cannot imagine what this must have been like for these women. Fearing Pharaoh and facing death if it was discovered they disobeyed, but respecting and loving God, knowing they could never do the horrible thing that Pharaoh was asking them to do. The women, unlike Pharaoh, acted out of love, not fear. They lied to Pharaoh, saying that the Hebrew women were so strong, by the time they arrived, the babies had already been born. But Pharaoh did not give up. He needed another plan. So he issued a decree to all Egyptians that they were to throw any Hebrew baby boys into the Nile. Can you imagine? So here is Jochebed, Moses' mother. She has given birth to a beautiful baby boy, and she is somehow supposed to hide him from the Egyptians. She successfully hides him for 3 months. The text doesn't tell us how. Perhaps she made him look like a girl. Maybe she just hid him altogether. We don't know. But after 3 months, she knew she had to do something. So she decides she has to give him up if he is going to survive. Now, I had never thought of this before, but as I was reading for today's sermon, it was mentioned that this then is the Bible's first case of adoption. I would imagine that some of you were adopted, or perhaps some of you gave up a child for adoption in the hopes of providing a better life for that child. Or perhaps you welcomed an adopted child into your home. You then have something in common with the people in today's story. The text tells us that Pharaoh's daughter finds Moses and takes him in. It goes on to say that she knew this was a Hebrew child. And as Pharaoh's daughter, she most certainly knew about her father's decree regarding what was supposed to happen with the Hebrew baby boys. And yet, she takes him in. She has compassion on baby Moses and does not let fear keep her from doing what is right. She acts out of love, with little or no regard to her own comfort or well-being. I have seen many examples of this type of love over the years, but one such story is particularly special to me. I was just on vacation this last week with my children, but with my siblings and their families as well. Spending time with my family this last week reminded me of the special bond between my two brothers. Our dad died in 1979 at the age of 45, and our mom died 4.5 years later. This, of course, impacted all of us kids, but especially my two brothers. In my family, there are 6 children. The oldest is a boy, my brother Rick, and then there's 4 girls, and then the youngest is my brother Mark. With both our parents deceased, my younger brother Mark, who was only 14 at the time, was in need of a guardian. My brother Rick, who was 28 at that time, without any hesitation, became Mark's guardian. I can't imagine how fearful he must have been, or the impact it had on his life. But he didn't try to pass it off on another sibling. I had two married sisters at that time also. He acted out of love and compassion and did a beautiful thing. And both their lives have been blessed as a result of that. And so here we have these courageous acts of compassion by four women. They together delivered Moses from Pharaoh's decree. And as a result, the life of Moses was forever changed. These events and the ones that follow, Moses being raised as an Egyptian, living a privileged life, and so on, began to prepare him for the plan that God had for his life. God worked through these four women, and as a result, Moses was uniquely positioned for the mission God had for his life. In the midst of those early years, these women could not have known what the future held. The risks each of them took, the midwives disobeying Pharaoh, and Jochebed having to hide and then give up her son, it must have seemed so unfair. It must have been so frightening. God is always at work in our lives, in both good times as well as what we perceive are bad or difficult times. When I look back on my own life, I can see that it was often during the most painful times that God was preparing me for my unique path. It happens with all of us. God uses both the good and the bad or painful times in our lives to prepare each one of us for our unique mission. I mentioned earlier that my dad passed away in 1979. I was a sophomore in high school at the time, and his death set off a time of major rebellion in my life. I was so lost during that time. My junior year was an absolute disaster. I was skipping school, making really bad decisions. There were people that wrote me off, considered me a lost cause. But the providence of God was evident. I just didn't see it at the time. Through ordinary people that God placed in my life, family and friends, and I would imagine many prayers from my mother, my life turned around. Were those years wasted time? Absolutely not. As I've mentioned before, it was those events that equipped me for doing ministry. I have shared those trials with parents and young people alike, including my own children. God used those events to prepare me for my future path. It's often those painful times during which we learn the most, isn't it? It makes us stronger, resilient, and better equipped for Christian life, which is no easy walk. Because we are able to look back and see that God never leaves our side. We often don't realize that God is right there with us as we go through those difficult storms of life. My prayer and my challenge today is that as we go through life, we would be willing to be as courageous as the four women in our story. Doing what's right in the face of ridicule or even danger. And that we have the compassion that Pharaoh's daughter had and choose love, even when it's inconvenient, disruptive to our life, and not in our plan. This is indeed one of the greatest stories of the Hebrew Bible. A story where God is working through ordinary people, just like you and I. Will you pray with me? God, you are the author of our story. May we not fear the stranger. May we act with compassion. And remember that even in our most painful moments, you are at work and will bring good out of those trials. Help us to respond to your voice, knowing that you can use any one of us in the most profound way. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.